Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, I think this is one of my favorite segments of the week. Every Monday, we take a close look at the work of an entrepreneur, someone who's making a real difference, an impact. And tonight, Trudi Maleka, founder of Ambesha Africa. It's a brand I read, born from a passion for sustainable handmade furniture and with what she says is a deeply personal touch, apparently inspired by her grandmother's craft of weaving seagrass. Now, Trudi brings together beautiful, long-lasting outdoor furniture and interior decor and all of it together to life. And she is with me now on the program. Trudi, good evening to you and a very warm welcome. So let's go right back to the very beginning, if I can. There you are. You're looking at the work that your grandmother is doing. You're seeing something and there's an inspiration that this might be a business. What was it? Connect the dots for me.
Good evening, Jeremy, and good evening to your listeners. Thank you for having me. Yes, you know, when I was growing up, I used to imitate my grandmother as well, weaving seagrass mats. And, well, as a child, I didn't even know that years later, Ambesha Africa will be birthed from that inspiration. So my grandmother was a seagrass mat weaver, and she would use grass and old radio batteries as an instrument to weave her seagrass mats. And I think for me as a child, she planted a seed to be conscious about the environment. And years later, 8 years into Ambesha Africa, we manufacture furniture that is sustainable and very friendly to the environment, thanks to my grandmother's inspiration.
Trudi, how difficult was it in the beginning to actually get the business underway?
Yo, when I started the business, because I'm from the corporate world, it was extremely difficult. And I wasn't really aware that it was going to be difficult. I thought I'll be my own boss, you know, doing what I love, which is craft. But then I found myself having to be the manager, and I've never managed anyone in my life until I joined the business. And I had to be the manager, the finance, marketing, everything. So for me to tackle those things and to create time and I didn't realize that it was that challenging. So I remember at corporate, whenever I needed an IT person, I'll just make a call, or we needed HR in the beginning. So I was the one person for everything. It was very challenging until and created system that helped me to manage the business.
How difficult was it in those early stages, not only to be creative on the one side, but to make sure that you're setting up those systems, as you refer to, but also making sure that there is output and that you're getting product to market?
So it was very difficult and very lonely, because here I was having a business and I have to be the admin, I have to be the salesperson. And in the beginning, I was also the delivery guy. So for me, I think what I had to do for myself was to look for information. So I look for business owners and find out, how do you do it? Because really, this is not what I thought it will be. And so for me to have access to information, people telling me that this is what you do, employ people. If you can't afford to employ people, have other systems that you can use without having to have them in your business. So for me to empower myself with information, really, it's what helped me. And to also form part of a business program, small business programs, it helps me because I've networked with other people that are in the business and I could learn from them to grow my business as well.
Trudi, what inspired you to keep going through the dark times? Why didn't you just stop and throw in the towel?
Funny enough, because I've asked myself, so I'm from a family of two sisters, so we're three sisters, and my other two sisters are academics, and I've also studied. I've graduated even recently with my MBA, but I'm different. So I call it a calling, because really, I ask myself, I could be employable. I have the backup education, so I could go and ask for a job anyway, though I understand it's not easy to get a job in South Africa. But for me, I had that comforting thing that I have an academic, you know, backup. But running a business, for me, it's a calling. It's more than just running a business. The fact that I empower other people, I have staff that are in my business, So it's no longer about me. And I dig deep into myself and ask why. So it's a calling, it's a passion that I have. And I couldn't choose any other thing to do at the moment or even tomorrow but this. So I will say it's because of the passion, and I believe this was my calling.
Do you think that entrepreneurs need a qualification, an MBA in your case, or is it okay just to operate on gut feeling?
I don't think they need to have an MBA. I think they can still survive if they are dedicated, hardworking, and they have their vision and mission, and they put on the work that is needed to be in business. However, for me, education also helps me to make much more better informed decision. And so I would say have both. But I cannot say if you don't have MBA or you don't have specific type of qualification, you won't make it. So if you still, for me, education makes, like, improves and enhances everything that I do and helps me to make much more. I can engage at a different level. And, you know, so I would advise them to have both if it's possible. Mm. But it doesn't really mean that if you don't have it, if you are dedicated and you are committed to your business, you know your vision, you know, like, you know, everything is clear, I believe you can still run a successful business.
And just a final question then, tell me about planning for the future, and particularly for entrepreneurs who might be focused on sustainable products like you are.
So in terms of planning, it's very important to understand what you are doing, and then understand where you want to go, and then plan on how you want to get there so that you can measure and just put on, you set targets so that you can be able to measure your performance and see if it still aligns with where you want to go. So for me, I believe in planning and doing a lot of research, understand your industry. We are in a secular business, so we need to understand, you know, where do you get the raw material? What impact are you doing to the environment, and be able to measure all those kind of things. So you need to plan so that you understand, because when you understand your industry, you understand your numbers, you understand your business, you understand your customers, your competitors, it will help you to grow a successful business.
I wish you nothing but success in the future. That is Trudy Maleka, who is founder of Ambesha Africa. Thank you so much for talking to us tonight, and good luck.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.